Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100-word story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here. There's been quite a few this week. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. No, we don't turn off the electricity and do all sorts of scholarly things. I'm condemning my soul. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. And then this happens! It's Weekly Challenge number 69, dude! And the topic was chosen by Tom of the Footnote Podcast. No, he did not choose anything 69 related. He chose yeshiva, which, no, I'm not even going to suggest it. Just as you've been waiting a long time for this theme music, which is from the heart and soul of Guy David of GuyDavid.com. His music is so awesome, Nardo meows, and in fact, he's laying down tracks for an audio novel, and you're going to be hearing more about that in the coming days, weeks, months, years. Who goes first? It's the winner from last week, and that's Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Caleb, grab your fretlocks, rock back and forth, and tell us a story.
Hello, and welcome to Poetry Corner. Today's Poetry Corner is brought to you in part by BlackTieMartiniClub.com, home of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. This week we have a very special poem about comparative religion from an unlikely source. I speak, of course, of the great British comedian Benny Hill, with his poem entitled Comparative Religion. The Hindu god Shiva went to the yeshiva to see what these Jewish dudes do. But he found that the Torah is kind of a bore, and the Bhagavad Gita is really much sweeter. Then came young Siddhartha, who spoke from the yard, and said, "You are all just an illusion. From Hindus to Jews, you play and you lose, and create such a raucous confusion. Jesus and Allah, they fought in some wars. What, the Taoists just planted a garden. But the truth lies, you see, down in the valley. Twixt the rounded hills of Dolly Parton, oh, she's big!
Wait, Benny Hill? Oh, okay. Thank you, Caleb. The text from Caleb's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where is the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, where you'll find why I say location three times. There's also links to their homepages, their podcasts, and their credit card numbers, so you can check out all the other things they do in their free time and charge up huge amounts of home shopping on Amazon.com. Now let's check out the veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. Okay, what was the order that I received them anyway? Oh, great. Now I got to look this up. First it was Caleb. Ellison! Well, speaking of yeshiva, let's see. Oh, no. He's never going to be able to come up with something for this. Let's see what Ellison, a blogged Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. And, okay, let me read off his credit card number here. Ellison. Shul us.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 69 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is yeshiva, and my submission is, oy, what a question, a 100-word religious inquiry. Yossel Yerush was one of the brightest minds in the yeshiva. He was pondering an extremely scholarly matter, one that had been propounded to him by Professor Propus. He spent days consulting various learned texts, the Shulchan Aruch, the Babylonian Talmud, the Torah commentaries of Rashi and the great Rambam, Maimonides himself. Despite all this, he struggled to find an answer. The question, was it permissible for a female student to use a bladed instrument to remove superfluous hair from her intimate personal region? Of course not, decided Yussel at last. You could never shave a beaver at the yeshiva. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Why is it that I find the combination of the words Yorish, Yeshiva, and Shaving Beaver horribly, horribly disturbing, and yet interesting? Sorry, Meryl. Okay, well, that was Ellison of Blogged Ellison. You know, of all the questions you have to ask, next up is Tom from the Footnote Podcast. You can find him at footnote.libsyn.com, and I keep reading off these URLs despite the fact they're in the show notes. Why? Because I want you to go to these places so that I can take a moment to cower in the corner and cry. Here we go with Tom, a footnote.
Hello, this is Tom from the Footnote, and my tale tonight is entitled How I Spent My Formative Years Inside a Rabbinical Seminary by T. Martin. Little Timmy Martin's parents were at wit's end. The contrary child had chewed through every educational environment within a 200-mile radius. Montessori, military school, court school, Catholic, Lutheran, Muslim. The Martins had one option left, yeshiva. Surprisingly, Timmy took to Talmud and Torah like a terrier with a towel in its teeth. His treatise on cooking milk in a meat pot was a Kobayashi Maru of Halakha. Professor Zai Sobolowski asked Timmy if he might consider a rabbinical career, and this is how it came to pass that Temple Beth Bart Simpson is led in prayer by Rabbi Timmy.
Bringing together South Park and... what's that other series? Thank you, Tom. Ooh, Timmy! Next up is the man, the music man, the man of the hour, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Over there in the Holy Land, the Holy of Holy Lands, he brings you this.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for this week. Yentl, 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 what are we going to do with you? You know, there's a reason this is called a yeshiva. You see, the word yeshiva means sitting down on your ass. You sit and study the Torah quietly. You don't go around flying paper airplanes on your yeshiva mates. You don't go around putting fake plastic members of the reptilian family on the floor and shout, "The dinosaurs, they are coming alive!" You don't put ice in my pants. You don't go around handing notes to your fellow yeshiva friends, and you certainly don't play with your yak.
Wow. Woo. Ooh, yeah. That was Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Thank you, Guy. Wow. Oh, okay. Now that I've caught my breath. Next up is J.D. White. J.D. has gone from the written to the read. And what shall he read for us today?
The muzzle of the steel blue .45 left a small round indention above my temple. The blackness in my brain was clearing, and my eyes again could focus on the stained white tile of the bathroom floor. Blood trickled to the tile as the lump on the back of my head throbbed with each beat of my heart. At least my heart was still beating, for now. To my ears came the heavy click of the gun's hammer, and that gave the answer to my unasked question. I had come to the yeshiva to learn, and they were teaching me.
Ah, yes. Jewish noir. Sweet! Thank you, J.D. Or should I say, here's looking at you, kid. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Oh, what's she got? She always has something unusual. You know, a little twist, a little song. Let's see what twist she introduces to the Mobius strip of her writing today. And it's at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Okay, here we go.
Hi, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. And I finally hit my 1-year mark on being a pretty regular contributor. I've even been told that I'm the third largest producer for the challenge. Yay me! There should be cake. So for this week's challenge number 69, Yeshiva. Come on now. First philosophy, now religion? You guys are killing me. All right. My story is titled, By the Power. Stupid smart people with their hard topics. What happened to chair and sun, stuff like that?
See anything yet?
No.
I'm starving. We need to find something soon.
Well, if you weren't so scared to stop and ask, someone might be able to help.
I'm not scared. In fact, I'll ask that guy right there. Excuse me, sir. Where's a good place to eat around here?
There's a lovely restaurant 3 blocks down. See Yeshiva just around the corner.
Thanks.
Did he just call me Shira? What was that about?
Probably a compliment. Relax.
I'm not even blonde.
Did you see his cool hat? I wonder if I could get one of those before we leave town.
Heh heh heh. She-Ra. Oh, that brings back fond memories.
Thank you, Liana. You can find more of her stuff at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Write for her. Write all sorts. See, whenever I can't keep my stuff down 100 words, I used to put it at Shire Network News, but I'm not really all that political anymore. So I'm really trying to get all my old stuff refurbished, at the stuff that I wrote like years ago, because it would be really cool for hers. And there's one that I'm working on right now. Okay, let's see. Oh, Chris of... Well, he's not Chris of Platypus Society anymore. It's Chris of ChrisCarlisle.net and a few other sub-things there. But here comes Chris with his story this week.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net, back for another 100-word challenge on the subject of Yeshiva. This week's entry is a continuation from last week. Not sure how many of these I'm going to do. Just going to go until I get bored with it, I guess. But alrighty then. Here we go. Hello, Clarice. Me again. I hear you just got digital cable. Tell me, did you consider switching to satellite? Satellite providers offer many programming packages at prices much cheaper than cable. Or did you stay with cable because that's what you've always had, what you're comfortable with, too afraid to consider change? We both know the answer to that one. I hope you at least sprung for the DVR upgrade. The History Channel is running a documentary on Yeshiva at the same time as America's Got Talent. You won't be able to watch both. Well, gotta run. Ta-ta.
Thank you very much, Clarice. No, thank you, Chris. And you can find Chris at, well, ChrisCarlisle.net. Oh, okay. Do we have any other story? Oh, God, we have one more.
We're not doing any interviews this week. No, no. We went way too long last week. It was even longer than the last Under the Radar or Second Cast or Second Life Insider. Oh, my God, that dog can talk for hours. So here we go with the last of the stories. This is from Zygmunt Z. Zaworski. That's the kid who lives down the block. Let's hear what story he's got for us.
It is my first day in yeshiva. I come from a long line of Torah scholars of decreasing expertise, and the teachers wonder if I will continue their downward spiral into dunzoid. Sure enough, upon first interpretation, I'm chanting random nonsense that has the whole class laughing and accusing me of blasphemy. The rabbi stomps to my desk, peers at their family's cherished and valuable scroll, and gasps with horror. Through the generations, tiny pinpricks of mold have grown into writing, adding vowel dots in random places. The Pentateuch's grateful and sagely wisdom rendered into meaningless, illiterate Hebrew babble.
I'm so totally going to hell. Hello, everyone. The 100 word stories. Just kidding. Caleb, why did the first 3 minutes of your podcast loop? I mean, what's the deal? What happened? There you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Not from last week or the week before. No, this week. Duh. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 60-10th. I should have updated this script. In the 70th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 71st, and they will win official 100-word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There is more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they saying, and podcast pickle players on every story. They're pickle. He's taking over everything. In fact, talking about the pickle, let me just look something up here. At podcastpickle.com, index review contest. Reviews for Rich's contest. So, do you have a favorite podcast? How would you like to help them out and maybe win $100 for yourself? That's right, $100 for yourself. Starting August 10th, 2007 at 2 p.m. Central Time, the Reviews for Rich's contest will start. Podcast Pickle will reward 100 each week to one lucky person. Every week for 4 weeks, Podcast Pickle will award this prize. How do I enter? Should you be your next question? Just add a review to any podcast at podcastpickle.com. Every time you add a review, you are automatically entered into the weekly contest. Yes, it's that easy. You can help out your favorite podcast by reviewing them, and you help yourself to a chance at $100. That's what I call a win-win situation. And up at the site, I'm going to link to it. There are ground rules. You can enter as many times as you like. Reviews must be 29 words or more. Come on. You people are used to writing 100 words. That should be simple. No review, no copy-pasting reviews. It's a contest. They have final say on what they consider a legitimate review. Cuius Regio, Cuius Religio. That's cool. Only for reviews posted at their site. Each review counts as one entry. Contest begins its week at Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, ends at Friday at 1:59 Central Time. To enter a review, you go to the podcast and you click on the review tab. All reviews will be confirmed manually before the prize money is paid. Yes, manually, as opposed to womanly. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, do you need to subscribe to this feed? Well, you're probably subscribed to it because you're listening to it right now, but there are lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. No, don't click twice. One click. This stuff is one click. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. 16 podcasts, Electronica, Night Guy, and Shh.
don't say anything about that novel that he's going to be doing the music for. We'll be back tomorrow with, oh, I don't know, something. Hold on a second. I want to look. Speaking of Sundays, the Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. I've been trying to get back in the saddle with that. And I was ready to do it, but this crushed my ego. From LincolnFreak.blogspot.com. Of the three search tools, PodcastNet and Yahoo Podcast gave me the best results, and pretty much the same results. I've added three podcast feeds to my blog's lines. A few appropriate remarks, the Abraham Lincoln logs, and 100-word short stories. A series of podcasts which include The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. That one didn't sound promising to me either, but I subscribed to it anyway. Yes! Pity subscribes! Oh, yeah. So we'll skip the other two and we'll go into the description of The Wacky Adventures. The Wacky Adventures are 100-word short stories created by Lawrence Simon. They have a very catchy punchlines and are accompanied by the text that you can read while you listen. Caleb Bullen's narration is better than Simon's. Oh, man. You bastard. Oh, by the way, you can submit your own entries to the 100-word site on any topic. And that's right. During the week, any topic. For Saturday, the weekly challenge. Although, if you're really feeling weird, you know, the topic is yak and you want to talk about tampons, go ahead. You know, the weirder the better. So there you go. Whose house? Run house! Alright, if you're into Second Life, look for Edlow Island. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. there's a Black Tie Martini Club with your host, Caleb Bullen. Oh, and SL Woodstock is coming. I think Electric Sheep is on board with that, so Will Ross of QD Now, Traveling Avatar, his folks, his res day is being celebrated, and Electric Sheep is, oh, you gotta see the stages, man. Compare them to the originals. Go into Google Images. Check it. It's very cool. Mark your calendar for, well, next week, August 16th and 17th, and check out slwoodstock.com. On top of that, August 18th, looks like I'm going to be hanging out with Michael Garfield, the high-tech Texan, at the Big 950. You can check that out at kprcradio.com Saturday afternoon. After I get this crap done for the weekly challenge number 70, my ass is over to Clear Channel, and we'll see if they stop me at the door. Also, other podcasts. Check out Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. That's daphneandtamara.com. SL Under the Radar, that's slandertheradar.com or yakpenis.com. The Bucket Podcast, bucketpodcast.com. And yes, I'm going to be taking over Nowhereville. That's me, the evil Ed Lowen. But it's a good group of folks that we've got planned for coming in there, and the plans are... What, Nardo? No, you don't get a parcel there. I know I promised that I'd call it Nardo Island, but no. No, we're keeping it Nowhereville. Maddie and Corey are nice people. And we'll just bide our time to change the name out from under them. Also, The Tencast with Stuart Worf. That's thetencast.com. Second Cast with Johnny Ming at secondcast.com, which hasn't turned into Twit at all. Dvorak, you're such a stoop. And finally, Nick Wilson at metaverse.com. That's got Prokofy Neva doing Second Rant. Wow, there's a whole bunch of other podcasts. You'll see them in the sidebar. I love them all. But most important of all, every morning I start off with Dick DiPartolo and, Leo Laporte with Daily Gizwiz, History According to Bob. But most importantly of all, Charles Hodson of PodDictionary.com. He's been a favorite of mine forever. And every day... another word falls under his scrutiny, and he goes into the words, history, serious, or silly. Look back through the archives. See if he's done crap. I hope he does. If he hasn't, I hope he does. I mean, it's so important to me. But anyway, he sent me, out of appreciation for my undying loyalty and helping, you know, friends help friends, but real friends help friends move bodies. And so he sent this, and it's a small packet, petite paquette, as they say in France, or Nouveau France, a.k.a. Quebec. I've been rambling here, so I'm just going to keep going. And this is a package. Oh, he's probably sending me an email to shut up. This is a package from him, and I believe this is his new book. And let me read you a little bit about his book here. It is Charles Hodgson's book. It's a book about the words we use for our bodies, and it's available in bookstores now. You can buy it online at Amazon or visit the Books blog. And it's Carnal Knowledge, a Naval Gazer's Dictionary of Anatomy, Etymology, and Trivia. And I'm going to bring up the book here, Carnival, from head to toe to breast to behind, a delightfully intoxicating book on the words we use to describe our bodies. Did you know that Kalifjian means having beautiful buttocks? Well, I've never heard it. It's more like, get your ass out of my face. The word sideburns comes to us courtesy of U.S. Civil War General Ambrose Burnside. Well, I knew that one. I mean, Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln. Victoria poet Robert Browning used a very rude word but never knew it. Wow, I need to find out about this. So I'm going to open up this package because I believe he sent me this book. And, well, wow. Not only is he an amazing researcher, an impressive podcaster, but man, he's really packed this book. I mean, I'm trying to open it with my fingers. If only there were, say, box cutters I could use to open this, but, you know, 6 years on, box cutter, you know, woo, you're a terrorist. Okay, well, alright, open that up here. Wow, this is just as exciting as someone walking down the street and talking to random people. Okay, and we open the package. Wow, it's nicely sealed. Wait, there's something dripping. Okay, I see the book. I mean, this is cool, but it's got a red stain on it. And oh, my God, it's a human finger! Charles! Oh, God, get to the hospital. I'll fly up there as soon as possible. We'll get this reattached. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Oh, my God. And always, keep it brief. Charles, put some ice on it!